This is Real Estate Journeys, episode 110.
I wanted to be able to have a easy to use professional system to be able to manage investors, and there's nothing available on the market. And that's what gave me the inspiration to go out and create Groundbreaker, a solution that helps to streamline the way that you run syndications and the way that you store your data so that it's a lot easier to find. And it's a lot easier for investors to be able to get access to their information and service themselves.
Welcome to Real Estate Journeys, here to help you build your cash-flowing real estate empire that you've been dreaming of. This is about real estate investors who have escaped the soul-crushing 9-to-5 rat race by taking action, leveraging relationships, and gaining the financial independence. It's time to stop making excuses and get the insight and knowledge you need to become a successful real estate investor. This is your host, Matthew Baltzell.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Matty B, aka Matthew Baltzell. Welcome back to Real Estate Journeys, the exclusive podcast for real estate investors looking to scale to 100 units and live that location independent lifestyle. And guys, I know as we start scaling our real estate portfolios and start attracting more capital and start attracting more and more deals, we run into more problems. And part of those problems is dealing with investors, where to put your money, how to best manage your emails, and how to handle investor relations. So today's episode, I'm excited to have on our guest. His name is Jake Marmelstein. He is based out of Chicago, and he has created a SaaS real estate investing platform called Groundbreaker, which helps bridge that gap. So with all that said, I'd like to welcome Jake to the show.
Hey, thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, buddy. Glad to have you. You see, you got the quarantine beard going there. How long has that been?
I'd say it's been like a month, maybe.
Nice. So for the people that are listening to this, you know, can you tell them a little bit about Groundbreaker? How did you go about creating the company? And really, how does that go about fitting into the real estate niche?
Yeah, so the reason why I created Groundbreaker was because I was experiencing the frustrations that most syndicators feel when they're raising capital and managing relationships with investors. You've got a bunch of different folders to store all your files. You've got, you know, Excel where you're having to constantly keep up to date the contributions and cap table and distributions and everything like that. And you've got investors calling you and asking you questions and, you know, wanting to know about how their investment's performing or what they've invested or, you know, where their K-1 is because they lost it. So I was working in a REIT, and it was a small organization at the time. I was wearing a lot of hats, and I was frustrated by the fact that we were using Excel and really an internal file server for handling all of our documents, and we couldn't really systematize anything. And I'm a systems guy, so I wanted to be able to have a easy to use professional system to be able to manage investors, and there's nothing available on the market. And that's what gave me the inspiration to go out and create Groundbreaker, a solution that helps to streamline the way that you run syndications and the way that you store your data so that it's a lot easier to find. And it's a lot easier for investors to be able to get access to their information and service themselves.
For sure. And so what would you say that separates your company from other platforms that are in the same niche?
Well, at the time when I was doing what I was doing, there was no one else on the market. So we were really early. Mm-hmm. But as time has elapsed, we've seen other companies come into the space. And a lot of them have focused on building large, like, enterprise solutions for the institutional groups. There's some solutions that are a little bit smaller. Groundbreaker really hones in on being a simple platform, making it really simple to use, easy to learn, easy to onboard your team, easy for investors to use. It's intuitive looking and it's really fast and performant. So you're not spending a lot of time figuring out how to use the software. And your investors can find their way around it pretty easily without really any handholding.
For sure. So one problem that we've had in the past is, you know, sending documents, getting documents signed, getting them back, K1 distributions. So do you have anything on the platform that has DocuSign or can streamline the process as far as like signing and storing the documents?
Yeah, we have a embedded document signature application in Groundbreaker. So for the user, you don't need to ever leave the platform as the investor. And for the GP, you never have to leave the platform or use an external service to be able to do electronic document signing. So essentially what that means for the investor is they can log in, they get access to the deal, they can put down the investment amount, and then that amount goes into the subscription agreement automatically with all their account details, like their LLC or IRA account that's investing. And so it streamlines the process of filling out that document, and then they can electronically sign it, and then you'll be able to countersign it from within the application to complete the investment out.
For sure. And what are you finding that are the biggest pain points for syndicators that are working within platforms?
What are the biggest challenges of syndicators working within platforms?
Yeah, if I'm a syndicator and I come to you and like I said, like my DocuSign, like signing the documents, what are you finding are syndicators' pain points?
You know, they just want to have like one place to get all the information and one place to be able to get all the documents. So one of the pain points is that if you're doing it the old-fashioned way, and even if you're using DocuSign, you still have to take those documents, get them out of the system, put them in another system, organize them, and it's, you know, it's just more work that you have to do. There's more crumbs that you have to pick up and, you know, organize, and we just make that simple because it's automated, and the process of signing the document automatically gets uploaded and held in the account where it should be. So it's just more of that, like more of the automation and picking up more of those crumbs in the process so people aren't spending their valuable time doing that.
For sure. And what would you say is your ideal client? What does their portfolio consist of? Are they having properties between like 100, 200 units? Are you targeting bigger properties? Like what would you say their ideal client would be?
Well, we really gauge by how much equity under management they have. Usually under $100 million is a good client for us. We have some customers that are over $1 billion, and we have some that are just doing their first syndication. We have a lot of guys who are within that range of like 0 to 25 million under management.
And how many clients do you currently have?
We're growing. We're getting over 70 clients right now.
For sure, for sure. And where do you see your company in 5 years from now?
Well, if we have
exit and sell,
you know, maybe I'm in your place in Thailand.
Okay. All right. Very cool. And so people that are wanting to possibly use your service, can you tell me more about the onboarding process? Is it a yearly contract, monthly? What are they looking at here?
Yeah, if you don't mind though, I'd love to address that earlier question because I think
for sure.
People are concerned about companies that are just on a path to be able to sell and they don't know what's going to happen with their data after that happens. And so I really see Groundbreaker as being a company that's available for people to continue to use in the long term. And we're not going to sell anyone's data ever. We're really looking at helping companies to be able to grow and offering a services aspect to the business at some point. So if there's, you know, we have a really solid software platform, then we continue to build more features so that companies that are growing with us can appreciate those additional features that they're getting. And then, you know, down the line, we're offering services that are going to help people get access to capital, you know, get access to whatever other services are going to improve and grow their businesses.
And then if somebody wants to use the Groundbreaker, it's a yearly service, is that correct?
Well, we actually have our pricing on our website. So if you go there, you'll see the most up-to-date pricing. I'm not sure when this episode is going to come out, but it's usually a month-to-month pricing. We want to earn everybody's business every month. So that's why we do month-to-month. Otherwise, they can opt to do an annual, and it depends on what tier they're in, but there could be some kind of onboarding and implementation based on what we have to do to get them active.
For sure. And I haven't noticed this, but it could be interesting in the future. Does your company have an app?
No, it's just web browser.
I think it could be interesting. I mean, I haven't really heard this too much, but you know, possibly moving forward in the future, having like the LPs be able to log in just through an app and access all their data, that could be more streamlined, possibly.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. Like down the line, you know, being able to do that has an enhanced user experience. But at this time, we'd like to just use the resources we have to make that experience better as it is in a web browser. And once we're at that point, then maybe we would go into doing some kind of a mobile app.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, I think it's definitely, you know, having a streamlined process between investors and the syndicators, having a trusted relationship, being able to store your data, because a lot of these people that you are dealing with are accredited investors. You know, they have a high net worth. So security is the utmost importance to them. Being able to store files, store their banking information, have that all under one hub is really important. So I can definitely see value in your service. With all that said, I think the listeners have got a lot of information from you and really will start possibly maybe using your service. I want to close it out with three closing questions. First question is, what is a pain point or weakness you face right now in your business, Jake?
You know, I don't think this is necessarily, it's a pain point, but I wouldn't say it's a weakness. A lot of people, you know, come to us and they might be comparing us to some of the bigger guys out there because they've been on those demos and seen the softwares. So they don't necessarily know what they want or what they need. And that's maybe a challenge for us as a company, is being able to tell people what we're offering and how what we're offering is covering their needs, and you know, why we're a more attractive option because of the combination between getting access to a lot of great features from a simple software at an affordable price versus having to pay a lot more money for something that might be a little overkill, you know? And so that's a challenge when you're in the product software industry, to just separate and, you know, compare apples to apples and not apples to oranges, which is what a lot of people have to do as they're looking at different software options that they're evaluating.
Cool. True. Good. Valid points. Second question is, what is your favorite book to regift?
Love Africa by Jeffrey Gettleman. Since I'm a traveler like you, I like reading about other people's travel stories. And this one is a true story about a New York Times reporter who worked his way in the New York Times at the age of 18 and then lives in East Africa and covers some really crazy events in the world that, you know, he gets a front center seat at. It's just a phenomenal book.
Yeah, that's sounds pretty wild for sure. All right, third and final question is, I know you're a traveler, but if you were to live abroad anywhere for 1 year, where would you live and why? And it cannot be in Brazil or any place that you have lived before.
Okay. You know, I'm really curious about checking out Japan at some point. I'm curious about the culture, just the differences between the way that people live and their society and the technology, seeing a different part of the world.
Japan's a magical place. Japan's a magical place. I've touched on this before, but I've been there twice. Yeah, it's one of the coolest places I've ever been in my life. I think you'd really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I know that the listeners have got a lot of valuable information from you today, Jake. So if you guys are looking to possibly get an investing platform, Jake, where can people go find more information about you and learn more about your company?
Yeah, so the best way would be to go to groundbreaker.co, and then you can fill out a form to get an instant demo of the software. You can also contact me directly, jake@groundbreaker.co.
For sure. All right. Well, appreciate that. Thank you very much for being on the show, Jake, and we'll catch you on the next go-around, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you guys for listening to today's episode. I hope you guys got some tremendous value there from it. But if you guys are looking to take your real estate career to the next level and looking to partner with us on your next real estate deal, please head on over to www.matthewbaltzell.com and sign up for the newsletter, and you'll get our latest deal flows and our up-to-date real estate investing information, tidbits, and tips there for you. All right, guys. Catch you on the next go around. Peace. Are you a busy real estate professional who is looking to build their authority online as a featured podcast guest? lacks the time to do so, then head on over to elitepodcastbookings.com today to schedule a free consultation with the number one real estate podcast booking service, and you'll receive a limited time offer of 25% off.